I'm now joined with Ger Redmond. He's a local from Darrindale to talk about his support for the campaign to promote alternatives to crime and drug-related activities, and all organised through Northside Partnership. Good morning, Ger. Thanks for joining us.
Morning, Johnny. How are you?
Excellent. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good, good. First of all, Ger, you're originally from Darrindale and you're now a professional triathlete. Tell us a bit about yourself and how you became involved in triathlon events.
I was in prison in 2016, Johnny, and my son Ross was born also in 2016. And I swore to change my generation when he was born. I never looked up to my own father, and I wanted to be his hero. So I was part of a criminal gang for probably 16 years, and I wanted to change my life. So 2017, a friend of mine, Mick Kyo, was doing the Ironman. I went to watch him, and I decided that was something I wanted to do just for change, you know, just to find a new way, new route in life. And I took up triathlon in 2017. And in a nutshell, 22 months later, couldn't swim. In a nutshell, 22 months later, I was an Irish professional triathlete. I suppose how that happened was because I had symptoms of trauma from a young kid, and I was looking for you know, when I'd done a sport, I got attention. So that was like an addiction to me, to get attention. So I became really good, and I was venting through the sport from a negative into a positive, whereas before I was venting the negative on the community within where I was living, and now I found a new way to vent that into a positive. So I became really good at the sport, and that's how I got involved and why I got involved.
Well, I have to say, fair play to you. Jared, how much training is involved in triathlons? How's it going for you?
At the level I'm at, it's 2-3 times a day, every day, no rest. I don't do excuses. So when I'm sick, I train. When I'm injured, I train. So yeah, it's a lot of hard work, consistency to be at this level. So yeah, it's all year round. You know, you don't get a break from it.
Okay, but you're enjoying it.
I love it. Love it. It's my medicine.
Absolutely. So this campaign, it's entitled "Get the Message Out." There is another way. Tell us more about it and how you became involved.
So Get the Message Out there is a group of community organisations, and basically due to an increase in drug related crime and violence in the area, a lot of people came together, and you know, we wanted to voice our opinion on it and try and work together to let people know that, look, if you're involved in the drug related activities, there is another way, you know, and there are supports available in the community for people who want to get out, to try and guide them out of the crime gang they're in. I mean, it was only when I sort of turned me back on crime, I started living my life, to be honest, because you're constantly watching your back, you're constantly on edge. And a lot of people who have symptoms of trauma as adults, like, what we do is we tend to take drugs rather than go by counseling. But as Get the Message Out there, the message is that there is another way, by going and getting counsel, by going and getting real help, professional help, you know, and highlighting that it's not, you know, don't be ashamed of it, because real help is the way forward, you know.
Absolutely. So the campaign involves promotional activities within the community. What kind of activities are these?
So at the minute we're looking to do some sort of a 5k run. We're hoping to do, we're actually going to have a chat about today, just to get the community involved, to let them know that, like, sport is a very healthy subsidisation. Like, I vent it through sports, and a lot of people probably won't do counselling, but through sports you can actually vent. Plus you get to meet a lot of like-minded people, and it's good to talk, you know, and just get out and even have a coffee. So there's a lot of different outdoor activities that we're trying to do at the minute, and, you know, outdoor activities and bringing people together is the number one, you know.
Well, I have to say that's quite true. And when you go out for a run or whatever you do, you come back, you have a shower, and then you feel totally elated, don't you?
Exactly. And like, a lot of people, like, what they're doing is they're going out, they're going drinking, they're going out, they're doing drugs. But you're only putting a plaster on a bullet wound. You're not actually fixing that. But to get out and do a run or a walk even, you know, you're venting when you're out there, you're thinking, you're getting fresh air. And that can be enough, you know what I mean? When you come home, then you feel good, and you have a bit of weight off your shoulders.
Absolutely. Are there any other alternatives apart from sport to tackle crime and drug-related activities?
Well, look, I mean, crime is on the up in their country. It's never on the down. The most common crime committed in Ireland is people selling drugs or using drugs. That's 65%, which is a high percentage. I can imagine you'd agree with that. 42% is violent crimes, also gang and drug related. So, I mean, from a preventive point of view, the government need to do something, step in here. They know the percentages are here. They just don't know what the fix is, because 99% of them have not been through what we've been through, the trauma we've been through and where we live in their communities. So I think that needs to be looked at, and real change needs to come to our communities, like a super youth centre where we have like doctors and nurses, and we're looking after these kids, because these kids have been led by a bad generation, i.e. the mother and father, which is, you know, we're going around circles as a generation. We need to step in and put some real intervention in, and, you know, really start trying to inspire these kids down the right road, rather than the mediocre thinking drugs, selling drugs and taking drugs is the norm. It's not normal. We need to let them know it's not normal, but we need to stand up as a community and as a government and as a country and try and, you know, relate that message across.
Yes, and as you mentioned earlier, you know, there has been a big increase in drug-related crime and violence in our local areas like Coolock, Darndale, Finglas, Ballymun and so on. Seriously though, how bad is it?
It's bad in the fact that they think it's normal. I grew up thinking it was normal because you're around like-minded people, and my father thought it was normal, and he taught me it was normal. So when you're in that rut, it's hard to get out of that rut. It's hard to say this is not normal because everyone around you is saying it. So yeah, it is bad because it's not highlighted, and you know, it's like as if like that everyone's just left in the privacy. I'll leave them be, that they are who they are. You know, but that's letting us down. That's letting me down. And I'm at the stage now where I'm a professional athlete, and I have a platform now to talk and speak, and I want to go back in and help the kids and try and better them and try and show them a better life, because it is a better life when you get out of crime. It's a much better life. You have a more happier life. You're not watching over your shoulders. You're not around crime. You're not around drugs. People say the guards annoy them and all that. Guards don't come near you when you're good. You know what I mean? So, like, you know, if you play a fire, you're going to get burnt. But it's definitely a better life if you just go down working, get an apprenticeship, or, you know, take up something positive and really concentrate on that rather than the negative side where drugs and all that. Because it's nothing but evil. And there's two ways when you get involved in a criminal gang. It's one way, you get locked up, and the other one is down the local graveyard. And that's the reality of it.
My God, yeah. Yeah. How difficult is it to help change the behaviour and outlook for those involved in drugs and crime?
Look, it was difficult for me to change, but I suppose once I had a why, and once I, you know what, the main thing I done was I was willing to have zero. I said to myself, I'm willing to have nothing to change here. So you can't dip your toe back in, Johnny. You can't go, Christmas, I need a few bob for the kids, I'll sell a few bags, or I'll get involved and I'll drive that car. You got to be done, do you know what I mean? You got to really have that mindset that I'm done with this and I'm really going to give this a go. And then things start to happen. And you also got to remember, you got to stop wishing for stuff. You know, you don't get what you wish for, you get what you work for. And that is an absolute fact. And it was only when I took my finger out of my ass and said to myself, no one's coming back for you. No one is coming back for you. Get your finger out and start making this life a good life for you. And once I started doing that, I got counselling, started working on myself, because I had a lot of childhood trauma myself. And you get a lot of anger, anxiety, and you get depression, and you get panic attacks, emotional outbursts. And what you do is you take drugs to overcome them. But the real thing is the counselling. The counselling really helped me in the sport. But once I done the sport, I had the confidence then to go and get the counselling. I had the fitness, do you know what I mean? And then I got the counselling then. That gave me confidence. The counselling was by far one of the best things I've ever done in my life, Johnny.
Yes, I can imagine. Have you come across many cases where some young individuals had actually decided to move away from crime and drugs?
Well, I'm currently working in Auberstown Juvenile Centre now, and they have invested in me out there to open up a sports gym. So I'm bringing in watt bikes, treadmills and rowers, and I'm going to introduce that into the kids' lives. I'm going to show them how to vent a negative into a positive. But I haven't seen that as to date, but what happens is once you start inspiring kids, you don't see it for a few years, you know what I mean? So maybe in a few years someone will come back to me and go, look, you helped me change. At the minute, that's what you're working towards. You're trying to plant the seeds. So it doesn't happen instantaneously, it happens over a period of time. Rome wasn't built in a day. But if you continue to try and change a kid's life, show them the direction over a period of time, they start to see it. But you have to build relationships with these kids first. You can't just go in, have a chat with them, do a talk, and they're going to change. This is an ongoing thing. This is something we're going to have to put investment into, get the super youth centres into these deprived areas. It's $365,000 a year per kid in Overstown, right, Johnny? If you think about it, there's three kids coming out of Darndale for $365,000 a year. That's nearly €1 million of the taxpayers' money. If we put €1 million into a super youth centre and prevent three kids per year for 5 years, it's nearly €5 million. It's a no-brainer. We need to invest. Nothing is changing in this country. Crime rate is up, not down. Right? There's nothing being done. We're investing in all the other projects. Let's invest in something different here now. And let's put our money where our mouth is. And let's try and make real change. Because nothing is being done in the prior days. We're going around circles for years now. Years and years. And it's about time we got our fingers out and started looking and putting money into real investments and making real change in this country.
Yes, okay. And just to Ger, if you don't mind, just to slightly change the topic, are there many supports available for those who are actually addicted, strongly addicted to drugs?
I've never been strongly addicted to drugs, but I do know, get the message out here, of a very good service, and even one number that you ring and they will advise you on everything you need. But from hearing what people have to say, there is not enough being done for people. I heard there's people on waiting lists for drug rehabilitation centres for whatever habit they have. So I don't think there is enough being done. There's definitely not enough being done on counselling services. Like, these people don't have the money, you know what I mean? We don't have €60 just to rock up to a counsellor and ring them and go, I'll be in tomorrow. It's not as easy as that for them. They're down on these lists. You need to catch someone straight away. If someone rings your helpline, you need to say, yes, we'll have you in a few hours. If you tell someone a week, they could be dead in a week. You know what I mean? If you catch someone at the right time, Johnny, and then you can just change their life straight away. If you don't catch someone at the right time, they just go back and continue doing what they're doing. So it's about catching people at the right time. When they're ready to change, we need to be ready to pounce on that and try and help them in the direction, you know?
Yes, of course. By the way, would there be many cases where young people and families are caught up in drug debt intimidations?
Absolutely. I mean, look, there's a lot of young lads out there, Instagram and all, that they're getting stuff off. Like, the bigger drug dealers are spending the money on these Canada Goose jackets, they're buying their iPhone 12, and then all of a sudden they have a drug debt. These lads don't take the shit, so they're just going to knock on the door and try and get the money. They're smashing houses up. It's a cutthroat industry, you know, and everyone wants to step up, and you can't make a fool out of anyone. So it's a very dangerous industry, and what happens is all the family does get involved in it, and I'm sure there's plenty out there that are getting intimidated by people looking for money. But you have to remember, the people who are looking for the money are also being intimidated by the people they got it off. So it's a vicious circle. It's a ladder effect, you know what I mean? There's someone ahead of you looking for money off you, you're looking for money off them. So, you know, it's never going to change, you know. Sometimes it's going to change when you don't get involved, you know.
Absolutely. Ger, what are your views in relation to location in terms of getting caught up in drugs or crime? Like, for example, someone brought up in Finglas, Darndale, compared to somebody in the likes of Howth, Malahide, or even Stillorgan on the south side, is there really any difference?
100% there is a difference, Johnny, but you know what? It's down to the parents, and that's an absolute fact. If your generation, i.e. your mother and father, are strong, and they inspire you and look after you and make sure you don't act the bollocks, make sure you're going doing the right thing, you're going to train, you're going to school, you're doing your homework, and they're going in the right direction, like, you have a very, very high percent of doing well in life. If your mother is, say, a drinker, your father's not around anymore, you're out running the streets and nothing happens, the high percentage is that you're going to end in prison, they're going to call up with the guards, you're going to end up selling drugs, you're going to end up in local drug ring. So I think it's a generation thing. Now, in saying that, you can't get caught up with other lads that are on the bad path, they are mates, you know what I mean? But for me, it's a generation thing. It's a good mother and father, and the parents up there in the likes of Darndale and Kilmore need to step up themselves, because if you don't change yourself, it will not change your kids. So it starts at home. For me, it starts at home, you know.
Absolutely. Well, if you don't mind me saying, you remind me of a movie I watched last weekend. It's on Netflix. I don't know if you've ever seen it, The Freedom Writers, and it's all about a class teacher who made a huge difference to almost every member of the class who, you know, were involved in crime, basically. And it's based on true events. Have you seen it? No, probably not.
I'm not, I'm writing it down here, so I'll watch it later.
Yeah, okay. No, it really, so one, a teacher, or, you know, a physical education teacher, or, you know, somebody in the lead can always make a difference, can't they?
100%. Any inspiration in your life can make a difference, and especially teachers, because teachers have relationships with kids, and it's all about building the relationship, Johnny. You can't just go into a school. I give talks in schools, youth centres, prisons. I go in and give these talks. The chance of me catching someone, maybe one person will get something out of it in the long term, is, you know, it's minimal. But if I build a relationship, look, a teacher can build a relationship, the kids will start listening to you, because kids need consistency, consistent relationship, somebody they can trust. Then they start listening to you when they can trust you. You know, they're not going to listen to people who are just throwing things at them. You know what I mean? You have to build relationships. It's all about that. So, yeah, 100% teachers can, but a lot of teachers don't have the right, I suppose, tools to deal with deprived kids, because they haven't come from that side of things. So they don't know how to actually deal with the kids. They think the kid's just being destructive. The kid is looking for attention because they don't get attention at home. So you need to know these things, you know. And if you know these things and have them tools, you become a better role model than these kids would.
Absolutely. Right, so, Ger, we leave it there for today, unless, of course, anything else you'd like to mention.
Just, you know, you can always change. It's never too late. I was 34, Johnny. I changed my life. I was in a criminal gang for probably 16 years. I turned my life around, and now I'm an Irish professional triathlete. Anyone can do it. If I can do it, anyone can do it. But you have to want to do it, you know, and it's not easy. Nothing in life is easy, but, you know, it's well worth it. And to change a generation is a beautiful thing. So, you know, don't be afraid to step up and do that, because you're doing it for your own and you're doing it for yourself. So,
well, fair play to you.
Thanks,
Ger, thanks again for joining us. It was great talking with you, by the way, and best of luck with the campaign, and all the very best to you. Do take care.
Thanks, Johnny. Take it easy. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye-bye. Now, that was Ger Redmond, local from Darndale, talking about his support for the campaign to support alternatives to crime and drug-related activities.